If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sit down. Catch. Now sit down. Sit down.
I work in a science lab in school. One wall is complete glass, looking out onto a set of pitches. And one day, my eye was caught by this large gentleman out training kids on the football field.
So what's happening? Dano, you're going to take it across? Remember last week what we were working on, distribution? Okay. But Dano's going to be a decent ball out to Josh. Put his name in it. Josh! Out to Josh. Josh, touch out of your feet and strike it back across if you're dealing with a back pass.
Take not training them out, how to play football, go, okay? But how to be a goalkeeper.
Dano, hands! Ball goes in the box. Great take. Good ball out to him.
Touch and it out turns out his name is okay. Matt Gregg.
Just for Keepers is goalkeeping schools that I started in Ireland about 3.5 years ago. I realised that goalkeepers were being neglected right across the country, so I thought, why not give a bit back to the game?
That's the main part of the session set up. Now we're going to set up the warm-up square.
Matt is a professional goalkeeper with Bray Wanderers in the Airtricity Premier League.
One of the young lads always likes to come up and have a chat. He's always the first here, Dylan. Tell me how he's got on at the weekend. Great to hear one of the lads coming up and saying how they saved a penalty. Really makes you chuffed.
It's against Leaslippy United. It was a very sunny day and I was the only one back. So he had a shot but I saved it. Then one of their players snuck in and they had a shot but I saved it. And it went down to my player Evan and he scored a goal for us. And we won the match. And that's the best save I've ever done.
After you've made the save, you just think, how did I do that? And it's just pretty much all the training you do is just basic instincts in the end of the day, and you go home at night and then you think, how did I make that save? And you just don't really know how you've done it. It just happens naturally because you've trained so much and recreated that save every day and each day in training, and it's just a great feeling when it comes off in a game.
Okay, what happened then? Great take, Dano, perfect. What happened with Josh?
He put it too close to the feet.
Okay, perfect. Well done, Keno. Give us the ball, Dylan. Back pass coming into you, boys. If you touch it too close to your feet, you've either got to take another touch or move backwards, and by that time, you're getting closed down. Okay, so one more for Dano. Ball in the box. Go and get it. It might be a low one. Go and get it. Good ball out. Touch out your feet, Josh.
Penalty. Well, sometimes you think, I can't lose when it's a penalty, and all I can be is the hero. So you try and be the hero, because that's the one time a goalkeeper has got a chance of being a hero, even though sometimes a penalty save isn't the hardest thing a goalkeeper can do. But that's what everyone looks at, because people from the outside don't really know what goalkeeping's about. But when you make a penalty save, you are the hero, and people do think you're the star of the day. Then.
Okay, so one more for Dano. Ball in the box. Go and get it. Might be a low one. Go and get it. Good ball out. Touch out your feet, Josh. Okay, get that touch under control. And strike it. Okay, lad. Does everyone understand what they're doing? Everyone understand what they're doing?
Yeah.
Who doesn't understand? I'll say no. It's okay, that's okay. Hi, boys, in you come. What's your name?
Trabique.
What is it?
Trabique.
Come on,
Wesley.
Wesley. Wesley, yeah?
Yeah. My name's Jason.
Jason, how are you doing, Jason? All right, yeah? Right. Two new lads there. Big hello, boys.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. All right. Okay, lads, so what we're going to do to start, okay, I want you to get yourself into groups of three today, yeah? Group of three. Get yourself two or three balls in your group and get yourselves in between two little cones.
You have to, like, shape to your fence, like the mark, and you get a good view of the pitch of the other players coming in, and your players, like, stand there, and like if they don't stand there and there's someone in front of them, you shout out to them and says, mark him tight and say go side.
Go!
I'm back.
Go get Sean.
Goalkeepers, they get blamed for everything, even if it's not their fault. Everyone neglects them in training, never gives them any advice, and then they blame them when they lose 4-0. So it really, goalkeepers on a lose-lose situation. But there was one time when I when we were 1-0 down, I went up for a corner and scored an equaliser in the 94th minute of the Cove Ramblers when I was playing for UCD, which was a big moment in my career. And that day I was the hero.
Talk to me about the goal. It's a first for you.
Just glad to get one for the lads. I mean, hopefully that can be a turning point in our season.
One of the criticisms of the squad is that maybe you're lacking a good striker, so you never know. It could be a position you'll find yourself in weeks to come.
Yeah, you never know, but it looks like much too hard work up there for me, to be honest. So I think I'll stay at the back.
And that was Matt Gregg having scored the equaliser for UCD this evening against Cove Ramblers.
Concentration today, OK, has to be spot on. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
OK. Because we've got a lot to get through and we're going to go straight into the drills, OK? Is that fair enough? Also, I've got two lads here, Sean and Barry. Yeah, they're going to be helping me today as well, yeah?
Hello.
To them.
Hi.
They're starting just to keep us in Belfast, yeah?
Yeah.
They're two good keepers, not as good as me. They're not bad. OK?
They do
suck. Oh, yeah, two new lads, yeah? Here you come, boys, here you come.
Keeper!
Good. Oh, let's go.
Do you listen to the crowd, or do you hear them, or do you know what they're saying? Because you're right beside them.
I do get a bit of a stick, a bit of personal abuse as well, but you just don't take it to heart, do you know what I mean? Because it's all a game of fun, and they're in it to win it, just put you off. They just want to put you off so their team can win. So it's all a bit of fun. I don't take anything personally, to be honest. Yeah, when a goalkeeper makes a mistake, it is the end of the world because there's no one's going to help you out. You're the last man's offence. One mistake, one slip, it's 1-0. And again, the outfield players, they can make as many mistakes as they like, and they've got a defender, a goalkeeper to make up mistakes after them. So, and again, they always want to be put to blame by all the other players as well when we lose 4-0. But a lot of the times when you lose 4-0, it wouldn't be the keeper's fault at all. The worst mistake I've made, wow, I've made a few. I remember a back pass came back to me. I was playing for Bohemians in Cork City, I think, and a back pass came past me. I went to control it and totally missed it.
A man's back pass wasn't straightforward, but Greg, no doubt, would consider himself capable of a better response. Keeper left blushing after a string of earlier outstanding saves.
Straight into the net. That was one I'd like to forget, but you've just reminded me, thanks.
Wait, I want to hear you, Alex. Good take. Alex. Let's go, concentrate the ball back to me, Alex.
When the ball's up the other end of the field, what do you be thinking? What goes through your head when the ball is nowhere near you?
Game. In my younger days when I was a goalkeeper, I lacked concentration and I used to daydream. But as I got older, you kind of tell yourself, just concentrate, just talk to the defence, keep yourself in the game more so. Because if you let your mind wander and you're out of the game, when the game comes down to you, you'll be daydreaming again.
Okay, in you come. Last one in. Good chap. Well done. In you come.
What smells do you associate with football or a football field?
Oh, what smells? One has to be deep heat with the change rooms. And from the old days when I used to come from Gloucestershire, the Cotswolds, would be cow's dung, because they're the kind of fields we played in. That was a memory from when I was younger. But down in Bray, you'd have The sweet smell of fish and chips now down by the seaside, so that's always nice to smell.
Right, have you got a ball? You got a ball, just throw over there. Right, circle around me, lads, a little bit of fun finish. Hey, down you go, down you go. Catch. Now, head it. Push it in.
Head it.
Well, down you go. Catch. Head! Oh, there you go, champ! Jake out! Okay, here we go. Johnny, champ! Okay, here we come, lads, quickly! Sit down! Okay, listen in, lads, okay? Any questions on the crossing?
Yeah, I
thought excellent today, boys,
but
listen! Lads, concentrate on distribution, okay? It's part of our service, distribution has to be important, is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Matt Gregg. Teaching children how to be a goalkeeper.
Come and say hi, Boars, superb, okay? Jake, excellent, give him a clap, collecting Boars, best ball collector in Ireland, aren't you? Okay? Keep the weakness, people, I thought he's excellent coming for crosses, okay? I'm going for Ryan. Well done, son, give him a clap. Well done, Ryan, good work, son. Hi, Boars. No, you're not you, mate, you never a chance. No chance. Right, lads, okay, so anyone I need to hand, I speak to you now, yeah? You and your mum, okay? I speak to you, okay? He doesn't listen now.